Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, and we're experiencing on tonight seemingly a great expression of difficulties with Blog Talk Radio here tonight. So I just want to just take a moment and just talk with you here on tonight, and most of our panelists weren't able to get in, but it's due to some technical difficulties that Blog Talk is having, and our people that's working with us are talking to those people that are in charge of the broadcast, and they're trying to work out all the situations. But as they're working on those things, I want to talk with you concerning the promises of God. The promises of God. Now, what we may do is come back on Friday with the same subject, because I do believe that there's a lot of people that are looking for promises from God and hoping that God will be able to fulfill some promises that they have in their lives. Well, one thing we know about this, there's over 10,000 promises in the Bible, and you can claim your promises for yourself. And one thing also about God, when you claim your promises with Him, He will always come through. God never promised you nothing that He won't come through and fulfill. And I do believe that if anybody can fulfill their promise, God can fulfill His promises to you. You can experience everything you need in reference to what God has promised in the scriptures. I would say that a lot of times people really don't know exactly all of what God has promised, but nevertheless, He's promised some great things in the scripture. For instance, He's promised us an eternal home. An eternal home. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'm going to come back and to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So Jesus promised an eternal home. Some people, they figured that, okay, when I leave the world, I'm going to leave the world and I'm going to eat right into the kingdom of God. Well, that's only based upon if in the world you've made your reservations to go to heaven. And if you did not make your reservations to go to heaven, this, I would say, is your heaven. Because the next step is, place that a person go to, if they don't go to heaven, they go to a place called hell. Now, however gruesome it sounds and grievous it sounds, your people are going to hell on the minute, by the minute. But on the other hand, nobody has to go if they would turn around and believe the promises that God has given them. God promised every believer that believes in Him and that lives for Him an eternal home. He promised a place. Now, this eternal home called heaven is not a place where a bunch of so-called fairies go floating across the sky and across the universe. No, this is a place of real people, where real people are. And not only that, they see, they feel, they touch, they hear, they understand. Everything that you experience now in the natural body, the body is a spiritual body, as there is a natural body. So to go to heaven and with a spiritual body, well, then it opens up heaven itself to you. Now, the Bible says, I have not seen, neither have ear heard, neither have it even entered into the hearts of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. And but one thing about it, God has revealed those things to us by His Spirit. So the promises of God that I'm claiming today is, from number one, an eternal home. There is a place that God has promised us that you and I can go and live with Him and serve Him if we turn around and believe him, that all things that he said, done, and sent his son, Jesus Christ, to do for us, that it's our rights. And those rights is based upon divine promises. And with that being said, I'd like to address one of the ministers that may have gotten through on our panel tonight, and that is Minister Daniel Martin. I think that he may have gotten through, and if not, I'm coming right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. This is Apostle Gregory Martin, and I'm calling in. We've been having such difficulties on tonight with our programming here, which is really no problem that we have ourselves created, but nevertheless, it's with Blog Talk Radio's sponsors themselves. But anyway, I was talking about the promises of God are for you, and you can claim your promise. Before I was interrupted prior to now, but then I was talking to you that God has promised us eternal life. He's promised you an eternal home. And not only that, God has promised you over 10,000 promises in the Bible. And if you just claim those promises, I believe that God will turn around and make sure that you get an answer to what you are seeking him for. And concerning eternal home, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will return to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So God has promised an eternal life. Matter of fact, I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of man the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. As I spake before, if you haven't made your reservations for heaven, well, then this may well be your heaven. And if this is your heaven, the next stop is, that means a place called hell. Because we leave, we all got to leave the earth. But we got to make up our mind we're going to live for Jesus and go to heaven and be with him. And with that being said, well, then I want to address now some of our panelists. I hope that we still have them on the air and to give us some more information concerning the promises of God are for you. Now, if for whatever reason there's more difficulties, we'll come back on Friday, on tomorrow night, and discuss these things again with you. But let's see if our panelists are on the air at this point. And if so, I'd like to address Miss Antoinette, Minister Antoinette Martin. Minister Antoinette Martin, would you respond to the listening audience concerning the promises that you are claiming that God has, you believe, for you and for the listening audience? Minister Antoinette Martin.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Martin. I'm claiming a promise of God caring for me. And Psalms 41:3 says, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou will make all his bed in his sickness. So even in your sickness, God is caring for you so much that he'll even, in fact, turn around and heal you. And he'll be with you in the midst of your sickness because he's caring for you. So I just praise God for caring for me tonight. Amen.
So you're claiming the promises of God in reference to care, his concern for you when you're sick. The Bible, you said he will make up your bed in sickness. All right. Then Minister April Reeves, what have you got to say in reference to God caring for a person or the promises of God in reference to these last days we live in. What can you tell our listening audience?
Praise the Lord, Pastor Martin. One of the promises that I'm claiming is deliverance. And deliverance simply means to be set free. And God, he brings deliverance where there is bondage. So it could be a drug addiction, fornication. It could be people. It could be suicidal thoughts. God is able and willing to deliver you. When God deliver a person, they have to maintain their deliverance. They got to hold on to their deliverance. So when God do deliver you, don't go back into what God has delivered you from, but run from that. And I think about Psalms 34:19, and it says, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Amen.
Amen. God, with many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the troubles, the affliction, but God will deliver you out of them all. And then I want to go to Prophetess Tasha Taylor. Well, give our listening audience some information concerning one of the promises that you are claiming here.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Martin. One of the promises that I am claiming is divine grace. And grace means to be free. It means free and unmerited favor of God. And it usually is manifested in salvation. And I just think about we got saved not because of anything that we did, but because of the favor of God. Salvation was available to us. The scripture, John 1:17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ had to come in order for us to receive divine grace. And I thank God for that. So I'm claiming that today, and even those that are in our listening audience, those that may not are not know Christ as their personal Savior, you have it available to you. Divine grace is available to you for you to receive that unmerited favor, which is salvation is one thing. And even the blessings that God gives us, it's nothing that we've done. It's his unmerited favor.
It's grace, the promise of grace. God spoke to Paul one day and said in the 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 9th verse, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Now I want to ask Elder Anthony Mason, can you give us also one of the promises that you are grabbing hold to tonight in reference that you can also share with our listening audience? Minister Anthony Mason, Elder Mason.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Apostle. I was thinking the promise that I grabbed hold to on tonight was the promise to answer our prayers. Isaiah 30:19 said, he will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he heareth it, he will answer thee. And a lot of people don't believe that every time they pray, God will hear them and that he will answer their prayer. But God, he promises that as long as you cry out to him and call upon his name, he will answer you, he will hear you, and he will deliver you, and he will bless you and touch you. He hears your prayers. So tonight, I just want to encourage everybody listening that the promise God is giving you is that he will answer your prayers.
And when God says he's going to answer, I know this, that he set heaven and earth to back up his word. He said, not one jot or tittle shall at any wise pass from the law until all is fulfilled. And then he says this. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Because he said heaven and earth behind what he says, then you can rest assured God is going to bring to pass those answers that you need for him to bring the pass for you in reference to prayer. And then I want to go to our next minister here. I'd like to go to Minister Daniel Martin. Minister Daniel Martin, what can you give the listening audience in reference to these things that has to do with the promises of God, claiming the promises of God? Minister Martin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have the promises of faith. Now, Hebrews 11:6, But without faith, it is impossible to please him. And he that cometh to him, to God, must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God wants you to trust in him. God wants you to also depend on him, because he said without faith it's impossible to please him. So he wants you to believe in him so he can reward you. He did it for Noah. He did it for Abraham. He did it for Sarah. He did it for Daniel. He did it for the three Hebrew boys. Believe in him, he'll show up. Believe in him, and he'll show out. Believe in him, and he'll be right there for you, because God is faithful. God has given promises of faith. If you believe in him, you will reward for believing in him. Amen.
Amen. You are breaking up here tonight, Minister Martin, but I did gather what you said in the essence. So, and I want to kind of share with the listening audience that some in your summation of what your discourse is that God is faithful. The promises of faith. God is faithful. If God promised you faith, well, then God promises he's able to keep his promise. Matter of fact, the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 4:13, we have the same spirit of faith. As it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We believe and therefore do speak. And then I want to go to Minister Yvonne Watson. I want to go to Minister Yvonne Watson and talk to us a few minutes concerning the promises that you believe that would be good for the listening audience to grab hold to.
Pastor Martin, praise the Lord. Yes, another promise of God is the power to serve him. And the scriptures tells us in John 14:12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So we have here Jesus given us the power to preach the gospel or the good news of salvation of him, and actually bring somebody into a personal, intimate relationship with him, and they can have the same power, receive this Holy Spirit to live in them. And this same gospel and power of the Holy Spirit has no limit to who it can reach. All throughout the world, the same power goes to all who believe and receive. Then we have in Luke 24:49, which says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. So once again, we see here that Jesus is promising the Holy Spirit to his disciples in Jerusalem when he told them to wait there. And the same Holy Spirit is here for us today, that we gladly receive, be baptized, and thousands of people can be saved. So, again, this power leads us, convicts us, teaches us, and helps us to do the work and spread the gospel. It's an amazing gift. We should never take it lightly. Praise the Lord.
I believe that with all of my heart. I believe that there is power that's given to the believer. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 8:4, where the word of the king is, there is power. The power of God, the presence of God. It, you know, I think that we sometimes need for the Lord to just express or manifest his power in us, through us, for us, concerning us. That's a little bit more that will make a lot of people more happy and a lot of people more satisfied. But at the same time, I do believe that God is in control and God does what he wants to do. But it should be a prayer that we believe God concerning his power. All right, that's a promise there. Minister Nikki Cuthbert, Minister Nikki Cuthbert, can you also share? We are limited in time tonight due to technical difficulties. But Minister Nikki Cuthbert, can you share with us also those things that you believe that will be encouraging to our listening audience in reference to claiming the power, the promises of God? Minister Nikki Cuthbert.
Yes, sir. When I was thinking about the promises of God, I was thinking about the blessings of God. And in Deuteronomy, the first 28th chapter, the first verse through about probably like the 10th verse, and a little bit further on, but definitely the 8th verse, it talks about how the Lord will actually command blessings to be on your storehouse and on you. And around that second verse, it says that the blessings will come and actually overtake you, will come on you and overtake you. And for that, that's just like an amazing concept to think about. Like, if something overtakes you, you can't help but just be in that person or in that presence of, you can't get away from it. So to think that the blessings will overtake you like that, that is amazing that God will be able to, and promises that he will do that for you.
Now, I just had a quick vision of a football field with a bunch of players in it. Here this person has the ball, and everybody's running after him to overtake him. And so often they're overtaken in the plays that they may be executed there on the football field. Well, how about God overtaking you with blessings? How about God overtaking you with promises? How about God overtaking you in the fulfillment of those promises? I tell you, for the word of God says they will overtake you. Blessed will you be coming when you come in, blessed when you go out. That sounds like that's what I need. Blessed when you rise up, blessed when you lying down. Blessed will be your storehouse. Blessed, continuation, blessing, blessing after blessing after blessing. Those are promises that's been given by God. If you will walk with him, if you will live for him, if you will serve him, the blessings of God will follow you the rest of your life. The number 215-383-5866. If you get the opportunity, call in with your prayer request. Call in with your questions. And if not, we'll be right back here on tomorrow night. But let's continue right now in asking Minister April Reeves. Minister April Reeves, to share with us also and the listening audience concerning some of the promises that you believe that you're claiming tonight and that they can also claim.
Another promise that I'm claiming tonight is salvation. Salvation is free, and it's given to anybody who wants to receive it. And once you accept the salvation of the Lord, accepting that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you become his and he becomes yours. So tonight I claim salvation because I'm just so thankful and grateful to belong to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen.
So salvation means deliverance. Deliverance means to be rescued, to be set free, to be liberated. Salvation. That's what Jesus came to give us all, salvation. And salvation begins by being born again. Salvation, secondly, begins by the continue to walk with God and obey God. Then we're filled with the Holy Ghost. And then as we continue on, we begin to know the goodness of God that bringeth salvation, that has appeared to all men, as the scripture says, which also tells us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. These things we can do, but first it begins with salvation. I, too, thank God for salvation. I, too, am grateful for salvation. And with that being said, Minister Yvette Watson, would you share with our listening audience another promise that either you claim or you feel that they can claim even on tonight? Minister Yvette Watson.
Apostle Martin, I was thinking about a promise that we all could claim, and that is the promise of healing and how God has promised that he will heal us. And I thought about the scripture in Isaiah 53:5, it said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And I think that we should all claim that promise of healing, just like the lady with the woman in the Bible had an issue of blood. She had the issue of blood for 12 long years, and she went from doctor to doctor to doctor, and she received negative reports from every place that she went. But what I like about it is that she claimed her healing when she heard that Jesus was passing by. She said in Matthew 9:21, She said, but if I could just touch him, if I could just touch his garment, I shall be whole. And that's how we have to do. We have to claim it in spite of what the doctors may say, in spite of what we may feel in our body. God has made us a promise that he would heal us, and we have to claim that promise. Amen.
Amen. That, I mean, healing is a necessity for today. Jesus Christ, that's why the Bible goes on to say, in 2 Corinthians 13:8, Jesus Christ is saying yesterday to Hebrews 13:8. I am sorry, Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. Healing is a necessity for today. For so many are sick, so many are going through in their minds and in their bodies and in their spirits. Because we're spirit beings that live in a body that possesses a mind or a soul. And so many are affected and afflicted in all three areas. And some by natural causes, others by demonic causes. But nevertheless, healing is for you that will believe God to deliver you and set you free from either thing, from in your mind, in your body, or in your spirit. Because we believe that God will do it. And then finally, I want to hear from my panelists, Minister Ricky Castor. Minister Ricky Castor, what can you share with us, our listening audience, concerning the promise that you are claiming tonight and that they also can claim for themselves also? Minister Ricky Castor.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Martin. There's one promise that Christ has given us, is that we will, if we suffer with him, that we will reign with him. You find it in 2 Timothy 2:12. It says, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. And it's necessity, as we are Christ, that we suffer with him. And the Bible also says, all that live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. Now, this persecution can be a physical thing, and it can also be a social thing, and it also can be a mental thing or a spiritual thing. You can suffer through people just calling you out of your name. You can suffer people on your job because that you're a Christian, or because you're claiming the name of Christ. You suffer it. You suffer it because carrying Christ is a responsibility. And people are aware of that. And so you have people that will run you down because you're claiming Christianity, or they'll call you weak because you're a Christian. So, but the Bible says if we suffer, we will also reign with him. And then the Bible also says in 2 Timothy 2:12, it says, beloved, think it not strange that some concerning some fiery trials, that is to try you strange things. So these things come both spiritually, they come physically, and they come mentally. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Minister Castor. We're living in a time, matter of fact, our time is fastly coming upon the time of prayer, but I want to just take for a recap that in the time we're living in, there are promises that God has given to us. And again, there's over 10,000 promises in the Word of God. And it's good if you can search those promises out and see exactly what God is saying or giving to us in these days and times, where the promises and the fulfillment of them is just as good and just as ready as your faith is to receive and to believe them. And just because they don't come right away, the Bible said, be you followers of them who through faith and promises inherit the promises. We heard from Minister April Reeves concerning deliverance, and Minister Antoinette Martin concerning God's care for you in sickness. Minister, the promises of divine grace with Prophetess Tasha Taylor, and concerning the fellowship of suffering with Christ concerning Minister Ricky Castor. And then we heard from the power of prayer, the promise of prayer, where God will promise to fulfill your prayer with Minister Anthony Mason, and then unlimited blessings with Minister Nikki Cuthbert here. And then we heard from Minister Yvonne Watson amen, concerning power, the power for services that God wants us to do effectively, of an effective job in service with him. And then finally, the promise of faith by Minister Daniel Martin, and then the promise of healing by Minister and Evangelist Yvette Watson. So we're so glad for them, our listening audience, to be tuning in, even though we had unforeseen difficulties in the beginning of the broadcast, yet we did get the broadcast up and going right on, because we know that you're listening, and your listening to us is so valuable to us that we ourselves don't want you to miss not one broadcast. If it's in our power to get it all over to you, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that you are there on the receiving end to hear us on our part to encourage your spiritual walk and your spiritual growth, and at the same time answer your prayer requests and questions. And even though you may not have gotten the chance to get your prayer requests in tonight due to the difficulties, well, then keep in mind we'll be back at 9 o'clock on tomorrow night, and hopefully everything will be clear where we can have a full broadcast. But right now, let me give into the hands of Minister Anthony Mason, and he's going to give you some vital details. Oh, by the way, before I give into the hands of Minister Anthony Mason, on next Friday, not this coming Friday, but on next Friday, we're going to have a Q&A, a broadcast, question and answers. We're going to be ready to answer all of your questions that we can get to, and so we're going to give you time to get those questions so we can give you answers in a timely fashion on next Friday, not this Friday, but next Friday. We're looking to have Q&A time, and you're going to hear more about that, but we want to give into the hand of Elder Anthony Mason at this time.
Hey, man, we thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio tonight. We just thank you for joining us, even in the midst of our technical difficulties. We ask that you join us again on tomorrow night, where we continue our discussion about the promises of God for you. What promises do you claim? You can join us for Sunday morning and Sunday evening worship at Deliverance Unlimited International Church, 2426 Fabian Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30331. Service time Sunday morning. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday morning worship is at 11 a.m. And Sunday evening service is at 6 p.m. You can also join us for Wednesday night Bible study weekly at 7:30. We would like for you to submit any questions or anything that you would like to have broadcast or asked live on Blog Talk Radio on next Friday. Submit them to deliveranceunlimited@gmail.com or visit our website at deliveranceunlimited.com, or also visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/deliverancechurch. We just thank you for listening to the broadcast tonight. We apologize for the technical difficulties, and we ask that you join us again on tomorrow night. God bless you, and good night.
your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed because I was made for so much more. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure. You meant